Live how Jesus died. Live how Jesus died. I heard this quote today and I like sat in it. I mean, I sat in it for a bit and just really thought about like what that actually means, like the weight of what that means, because Jesus didn't just die like a, you know, a bullet to the head and he was gone. Like he died a horrific death. And this quote was about, this person was talking about Easter, right? And what we celebrate coming up and, with Jesus dying on the cross and then rising again. And but they went through like the week leading up to his crucifixion. And it was so good that I so feel the need to share it with you. One of the things, and the reason why I felt the need to share it with you is because whether you believe in God or not, whether you believe that Jesus died for your sins, whatever your belief is, I know this because I have a lot of different friends from all different places all over the world that all have different faiths and different backgrounds and different beliefs, but I can always learn something from maybe their religion, right? Something that they believe. I'm like, wow, that's a really good nugget. I have friends that are Indians and some of the things that she would share with me, I'm like, wow, I love that perspective. I love that, you know, that's something that I can totally take for my life. And that's, you know, kind of going into what I shared in my podcast, a few podcasts back about the Bible was supposed to be this inspiring book. It's supposed to be something that you look at and say like, I want to take some things out of this book that I want to live my life by. I want to walk out the way that Jesus did. I want to be that kind of person. And so what I want to share with you today is for you not to put on your religious cap, but for you to put on your, this is a different perspective. And what can I get? What insight can I get that I can take from my own life? Because the beautiful thing that Jesus did come to do is to show us how to live a life of good and serving people and loving people. And that's what I actually really love the New Testament, because it's about the 30 years that Jesus was on this, 33 years that he was on this earth and what he set out to do. And it was about a life of service. And I love it because there's so many stories in the Bible about Jesus that when you go to pray or you're going through something, whether you've lost a loved one, whether you have, you know, because Jesus had his best friend, Lazarus, right? Was his best friend die. Whether you have someone that's suffering, right, and ill, Jesus had that. You know, whether you had, my gosh, if you had good friends, right, that betrayed you, Judas literally like turned him in, right? One of his like disciples, one of the people that he was speaking truth into and loving and encouraging and setting on the right path in life, literally turned his back on him and led him straight to his crucifixion and his death. Having a crowd of people love you 1 week and then the next week yelling, crucify you. Can you imagine? Like, seriously, it would be like some of these celebrities that we idolize, right? These people that we idolize and we're praising them, you know, just like 1 week, we're just like, we're all about it. You know, we're praising these people. And then the next week they're like, we're like the whole world turns on him and we're like, no, you should probably put him on a cross and crucify him. It's like, what? But just last week you were praising this guy. Like, what the heck happened between now and then? And so there's so many stories, right, that Jesus has gone through that you can be like, he relates to me. So when I was listening to this podcast and the person said, we need to live the way that Jesus died, what he was saying is when Jesus was up there on the cross and he's about ready to give his last breath, he's got a person on his left and a person on his right that is dying a crucifixion death with him as well. And both of the people on his left and on his right had done really bad things. They had either, they'd robbed people or they were criminals, basically. They were criminals and they did really bad things. And the person in Jesus before he died, he did a few things. And this is what the podcast that I was listening to, this is what they really honed in on and how we need to live how Jesus died. And he said this, he said, Jesus looked at the person that was on his left, right? Said, like, you are the true, like, you're the real deal. And I am sorry. Like, I am sorry for what I have done. And he said, your sins are forgiven. I will see you in heaven. Like, I will see you in heaven. So he is literally being crucified, like, just carried his cross, right? Just had to carry his cross. They've got thorns on his head. And he has compassion enough to look over and say, I forgive you. Like, I forgive you and I will see you in heaven. And then the next thing that he does is he looks at all the people that at one point were saying, Hosanna, like 1 week ago, were saying like, Hosanna, I praise you. You're amazing. You are the king. You are the real, you know, you are the savior of the world, to the very next week saying, crucify him. And he looks at the crowd and he looks at the soldiers and he looks at all the things that they are doing to him, spitting at him. And they just got done whipping him and they put the crowns of thorns on him and they nailed him into this cross. And he's sitting there in agony. And he says, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And I mean, it's just like, can you sit in that? And he said, what if we lived a life where we're not in agony, we're not on a cross, we don't have thorns on our head, we don't have people that just whipped us. We may have a mom that, you know, maybe she did the best she could, but she messed up quite a few times and you've held on to that. You haven't forgiven her. Or maybe there's a sister or a brother that mistreated you. And rather than forgiving them, you've held on to that bitterness. They didn't whip you. They didn't put thorns on you. They didn't crucify you, but maybe they said hurtful things. And what he was saying is, what if we lived in a place where we were quick to forgive and we were quick to love people? And it's not saying, I forgive you, let's like do life forever together. He is saying on the cross, he was like, forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. Not forgive them, Father, because I want to be their best friend, right? But he was, and in a way, it's like, it's a release. And I've shared this before many times. I love the quote that unforgiveness is like you drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. And what that means is that you're holding on to it and it's ruining your life. Kind of like the podcast I shared about earlier about the woman that, you know, with the kidney, right, with her dad. She held on to that for so many years that her marriage has suffered because of it. But if she had released it, if she had let it go, if she had confronted and forgiven, then she would be able to release it and walk into this new season of her life that God had for her. And all these other men wouldn't have suffered for it. She would have had an amazing marriage. Who knows, right? So what he was saying essentially is to live a life where the way that Jesus died, the way that Jesus took his last breath, that's how we need to live, is living a life of just truly loving people, even our enemies, and forgiving those that have wronged us. And then taking that last breath, like going out the way that, living our life the way that Jesus went out. And I started to write down some just, like, I just really sat in that. I think it was so, it's such a timely message for Easter, right? Easter coming up this Sunday. And it's like in the middle of the week. It's like, we're in the middle where, you know, a couple days ago, you know, they were praising him on a donkey. He was walking through the town and people were waving palm branches at him saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, praising him and saying he's amazing and right. And having that limelight and the glory. And then, you know, it's now we're in the middle where, you know, Judas is now thinking about, you know, I'm going to make some money by betraying him. So now his best friend is, you know, it's in the middle of Judas is having those like thoughts like, yeah, I'm going to turn my best friend in. And then on Friday coming up, right, is when they find him on the hill praying. They find Jesus on the hill praying with his disciples, and they take him to be crucified. And I just thought this is so relevant for so many of us, if we can look at it as not as a religious thing, but more of a story, and look at it as a story that's real. It's a real story. And how it can relate to us. Is there things in our life that maybe we're in the middle, right? There's actually this quote. It's either you're in a trial, you're just about ready to get into a trial, or you just finished a trial. And that is called life. It's one of the best quotes because it's true. If you just know that, like, you're either in crap, you're about ready to go through crap, or you just got done walking through crap. And that is so true. And so some of us are either, we're in it right now, we're in the crap, we're in something that we're like, this is just, right? It's like, what can we do in that to learn from? What are those things that God wants to grow in us, right? In while we're in the crap. And maybe some of us are about ready to just jump into crap. We don't know it yet, but we're about ready to walk into a trial. We're about ready to walk into, you know, who knows what. And preparing our hearts, like preparing that, just like, hey, even if I'm about to walk into a trial, I just cover my heart and my intentions in that, you know, whatever comes, whatever is about to come, that I set the posture of living a life the way that Jesus died and releasing, right? And just releasing. So I want to end this with you on this. I used to do this a lot when I was coaching, is I would never leave a phone call or a coaching call from someone without giving them like homework or things to apply immediately in their life. So I want you guys to write down something. This is really cool. I did this quite a bit when I was coaching, and it would really help people to process things that they were going through and process unforgiveness, especially. For some reason, unforgiveness is like a real root. In coaching thousands of women, it's a real root for leading them to actually be overweight. It was interesting. Either unforgiveness with sadly, a lot of people have gone through like rape or just a lot of like sexual things that happened maybe when they were kids or when they were teenagers. And it's that unforgiveness that takes root that they haven't dealt with. And they go to food as that like drug of choice, I guess, to not because they haven't dealt with that pain. And so I have found that a lot of unforgiveness in a lot of things, and sometimes it's just forgiving ourselves, leads to the food. So something that I've coached and that I've helped people get through this process is there's a lot of power in writing things down. I could literally do an entire podcast on just how powerful it is to write things down, but I want to encourage you to write something down. Write down a time that you went through crap, like you went through a trial, whether it was unforgiveness of something, whether it was a relative hurt you or a betrayal or whatever, something in your life. Maybe it was a business that you lost. Maybe it was a loved one that you lost to, you know, cancer or something, whatever it is, like whatever that trial was, whatever that thing that you can think of that you're like, man, this was a hard time in my life. Write it down. And then what I want you to do is write down what you learned from it. What was, looking back on it now, what are things that you're like, wow, in going through that, I mean, it sucked. But what did I learn from it? And then write that down. What are some of the things that you learned from it? And then the next thing I want you to write down is how it made you better. Like, what did you do different? What were things that you're like, wow, I didn't even realize, but in going through that trial, it made me better. Like, these are actually things that made me better. And I didn't even realize that this was something that, maybe more like, I know in coaching people that have lost loved ones, they're like, it made them more present in their life. You know, they're like, I didn't take life for granted. I gave every moment. I went for my dreams. I chased after that thing that I was scared of because I now know that like life is precious. And I learned that like losing a loved one so close and so soon, I learned like I need to chase after that thing that I want. And then the last thing that I want you to write down is who you are today. Can you look back on that trial? Who you are today, are you grateful? Even though it sucked, are you grateful for having gone through it? Because you know for sure you would not be who you are today had you not gone through it. So it's, what did you learn from it? What were the lessons that you learned from it? How did you grow and become better because of it? And are you thankful because you're now the person that you are today having gone through it? What this does, the beautiful thing that this does, is it makes the crappy things in life precious. It makes them precious. It makes them gems. I can look back. I do this. I've done this for a long time because you go through stuff. It's life. But you can look back and be like, wow, these are the lessons that I learned from it. And because of those lessons, I did things differently next time. Or I took those lessons and I applied them in this new season of my life. And I'm so glad that I went through that. And then, my gosh, it totally made me a better person. Like, this is what it did to me. I had no idea, but this is what it did to me. And yeah, I can look in the mirror and be like, girl, you are who you are because you did go through that. Like, you went through fire and you came out refined. So there's so much power in your, when you can look at the crap and actually step aside and look at it and be like, you know what? I'm actually thankful now coming through it. And that's what makes the trials, that's what makes them sweeter, because you didn't stay there. You actually went through it. So if we can get to a place where we can learn from those things, grow from those trials, I truly believe that we could then live how Jesus died, where we just release and forgive.